third chapter. I guess the message come out of about the first verse. Pray for us. Pray for us. Third chapter, 2 Timothy. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. The Bible plainly tells us, and Paul was teaching Timothy here how the trouble that was going to come to the church. And he said, in the last days, perilous or troublesome times are going to come. And I've been raised in good times, a war baby, and we come up and things has prospered and growed. We've all prospered and growed, and we've come up with water in our house, bathroom in our house, electric lights in our house, a nice car sitting in the driveway. We've all prospered. But he said in the latter times, perilous times are going to come. In the last days. So we can look around us today and a thing or two that God, I feel, has really, really showed me in my heart and my spirit. In the last days, and we're here in our last days, and we hear about it, and I try my best. Evidently, Butch ain't hearing it, but I try my best to preach on hell every week. Hell is something we better run from. Hell is something that scared me from the time I was just a little bitty boy. And my meanest days, I wanted to dodge hell. I don't want to go to hell. And I don't have an enemy that I'd want to see go to hell. Hell has got to be an awful, awful place. But in the last days, troublesome times are going to come. That's what the Word of God said. And we're taught today the charismatic doctrine and all of this. And I thought, I come out of the woods yesterday trying to pray to God. And I said, Lord, 51 years ago, God, you saved my soul. And I had enough faith to grasp on to the saving grace of God. And here I come out of the woods 51 years later, and I can't have enough faith that you can heal my body. I can't have enough faith. What is wrong with me? Perilous times have come. Things have changed. There's evil spirits, and I don't want to break you down, but there's evil spirits out there today that wasn't there 51 years ago. There's things happening today that didn't happen 51 years ago. They were sin out there, and there's always been sin, and there always will be sin. But Satan has more power today than he's ever had. So we need to press in closer to God than we've ever pressed in. Pray for my throat. I know without a doubt Satan don't want this message preached. Said, for men shall be lovers of their own self. And have you ever seen a time when man loves his self like he loves him today? Have you ever seen a time when man don't want to give up anything that he wants to do to help somebody else? Have you ever seen a time when our churches are sitting empty all over the country because we want to do what we want to do? Because we've not separated ourselves and said, I'm a Christian. I'm not going to do what self wants to do. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to stand if everything comes against me, if my family comes against me, if I never get another vacation, if I never get any more pleasure, I'm going to stand on what God wants me to stand on. And then here comes Satan, and the family says, well, you don't do like these others, and you never take me here. And we've got to bring our children up. I've had it thrown in my face all of my life, and maybe I have raised the worst children in town. I don't know, but they say you need to take them fishing, you need to take them hunting. I'm going to tell you what we need to do. We need to take them around an old-fashioned altar and pour our hearts out to God, that we learn how to resist the devil. Glory to God. And the only way we can resist the devil is submit ourselves unto God. Then he will flee from us if we'll submit ourselves unto God. Surely today, honey, we are living in the last days. That's the message God wants us to preach today, that we are living in the last days. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. And he said they'll be covetous. They want what everybody else has got. Everybody's got to stay up with the Joneses, so to speak, or the Lowe's or the Sperlings. Everybody has got to stay up with whatever everybody else is doing. And I thought about how the style can change just a little bit. And everybody everybody's got, our kids has got to come up to style, and we can change phones, and the flip phone ain't no good no more. We've got to have the other kind of phone, the iPhone or whatever they call them, but we've got to have this. We're covetous. Amen. And one can trade a car, and we got to trade a car. Amen. We are covetous. We're lovers of our own self. We want to take care of ourselves. If the world starves to death, if the world dies and goes to hell, we still want to take care of self. And that's the word we're at today. And the Bible tells me that God will take care of me if I put my hands in the hands of God. That God will take care of me. As age slips on, I find out every day I'm losing control of self, glory to God, but I need to put it in the hands of God. And I guess where this message came from, I was just studying, and it came to my mind how little control that we have. And I thought about our president and the trouble that's come up all around him, and these backbiters, and these are looking for some reason to impeach and to find fault. Why don't we look to let's find some good in somebody, glory to God? Why don't we bow down and say, if this is a fault, glory to God, God help this man to get rid of this fault and straighten up his life. Glory to God. We need to be praying. And I see today, as little by little as Satan comes in on our president, I see him losing control. And I see even some of his own party backing down, and because they think they want to be with the majority. Bless God, we need to stand on what's right. It don't matter if the church don't like it. It don't matter if the world don't like it. It don't matter if the job don't like it. It don't matter if Duke Power don't like it. We need to stand on what's right today. Too many times we have conformed to this world, and the Bible said to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I find that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we need to be soldiers, honey. We need to ask forgiveness. I need to give more of me than I've ever given before. I don't have long left, but I need to give more of me than I've ever given before. I don't need to be a satisfying self and lovers of their own self or covetous or boasters. Have you ever seen a time when they're boasting like they're boasting today? Have you ever seen a time, and watch our TV programs and watch what's going on, honey? There's boasters, and Butch mentioned it there this morning that there's millions and millions of dollars made over the television through preaching, and they're building great coliseums and buildings on every hand to build up a name. But we need to build up the name of Jesus. I don't need a Bill Sperling ministry. I need to uplift the name of Jesus Christ more than I've ever lifted it before. And he said, and they're proud, glory to God. And pride comes before a fall. And I'm going to tell you, America is proud today. Been in several different countries that God has allowed us to be in, and I've never seen a nation as proud as America is. Day by day and year by year, I've watched this thing come to pass, and America don't feel like they can fall. We can see Israel will be in trouble. Israel and the temple can be destroyed, and trouble can come to Israel and the world. The walls be tore down, the churches be tore down, and Israel will suffer. But we're teaching a doctrine today that America won't have to go through anything. And I can't preach to you whether the tribulation will be first or last, but I'm going to tell you we're going to be in some troubles, because the Word of God has said it. He said immediately after these things that the Lord's going to come back and get his elect from the four winds of the earth. You can read it in Matthew 24. I need to get prepared that I'm going to be in some troubles instead of trying to satisfy flesh. I try to keep flesh upbuilt. I keep flesh happy and let flesh do what he wants to do. Glory to God. I need to give my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. I need to preach when I don't feel like it. I need to preach when I'm happy and on top of it. I still need to preach the Word of God. Honey, we're proud today. We won't admit we're wrong. I remember my wife, and she's the sweetest woman I know. And I told her, I said, you never apologize. And she said, I would if I was ever wrong. Hey, man, ain't that where we're at today? Glory to God, we don't see our right. It's been a long time ago, but I ain't never forgot it. Amen. I ain't never forgot it. I'll catch her in the wrong one of these days. And I thought, it seems like sometimes, and this is another trick of Satan, sometimes does it seem to you like that you can't do nothing right at home?
Amen.
You can't do nothing right at church, and nothing goes right on the job? Amen. It's just the time that we're living in. How about you, Gosh?
Oh, yeah.
Amen,
oh,
brother. Amen. Every time you turn around, you're guilty of something. It's the day and the hour that we live in today. I'm going to tell you, we're not back in the 40s and the 50s, brother. Glory to God. We're down in the last days. Time is running out. Bless God. If we're going to get right with God, we better be doing it quick. If we ain't never been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, we need to get saved, amen, and start putting our hands to the plow and never look back. Continue on for the glory of God. Quit listening to this doctrine where you can do what you want to do whenever you want to do it because you're saved and I can never die and go to hell. I'm going to tell you, if you're right with God, you ain't going to sin to start with. I don't play around out there and sin. There's false prophets that's wrote everywhere, and pride has come into America, and we feel like we're better than any other nation. I'm going to tell you, the Lord's coming back on the Mount of Olives, not to Logap, North Carolina. He's coming back on the Mount of Olives, glory to God, to His own chosen people. I need to praise God that He let me be grafted in to the family of God. We've got proud, neighbor. And then we're blasphemers. Amen. We're blasphemers. I've heard preachers take a stand on something. When it comes to their house, they back down. Blasphemers. Say it didn't happen. That ain't the way it was. Blasphemers. He said disobedient to parents. I can preach this every day and we won't all get it. But he said, disobedient to parents. I've never seen as smart, elicky a group of children as there is today. And some of them are 40 years old. Amen. I've never seen as little respect for parents as for elder. I'm telling you, 25, 30 years ago, this would have never been happening in the White House. Because we had respect for our president. Amen. We felt sorry for him because he failed or had a mistake. Can you imagine? How about? We know God's eyes on us, but Lord don't seem to tell on us every time. But can you imagine? This man can't go sit down and eat a biscuit without people looking at him. Can you imagine? This man can't go buy a suit of clothes without people looking at him. And I know he's tweeted too much. I understand that. But the every move that the man makes, they're there to tear him down, to break him down. And I thought, I'm a man and he's a man. Could I handle the load that he's got on him? Could I? Sometimes I can barely handle the load I got on me. I just barely can. But we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our country. Honey, you don't know what it is if you've never been to a place that you can't carry a Bible. That you go into the little assembly or the church house and you can't carry a Bible. You can't mention preaching. That's where communism has set in. What do you think Satan's trying to do to us today? He's trying to take our book. He's trying to take our Bible. He's trying to take our churches. And you know what he's doing? He's having a heyday. When you go to a church that you remember as a boy that was sitting full and the children standing outside looking in the windows, the devil's having a heyday when there's 12 or 15 on the board. Come on, Bill, just go ahead and preach it. I'm going to tell you what's tore down the church. It's Satan, and we have listened to him, glory to God. We've went the way to satisfy the flesh or where we wanted to go. It ain't what I think about it or where I want to go. It's what says the Word of God, and that's established in heaven, and it won't change. It won't break down. It won't be done away with. It'll stand to the end when we stand before God. If I stood on the Word of God, I'm on the right side. Amen. We need to stand on the Word of God. I see all over our nation. I don't want y'all to shout. I just want you to stay with me. disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. I remember when we gathered around the Christmas tree, if there was one there, an orange or an apple was good. If the old man that owned T.N. Woodruff's store, living in, if he give us a piece of candy, I was thankful.
He sure has been.
Dickie's grandpa, old man T.N., would walk down 89 from a store, and he lived straight across the road. And those little chocolate drops wrapped in tinfoil and that little thing on top. He'd hand us one out of his, always wore a sports coat. He'd hand us one out. Sometimes he'd just one, and me and Miss Judy, Butch hadn't got there yet. Me and Miss Judy would divide that, but you know what? I was thankful for that. Because Daddy didn't bring in no chocolate. Mama didn't bring in no chocolate. So don't you think I wouldn't stand out there on the side of the road, Mr. T. N. come down the road, that he might have a chocolate drop?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. How has times changed? You give a young'un a chocolate drop today. Yeah. He wants a whole pack of Reese's Cups. Ain't that where we're at, church? We've become unthankful. I praise God we got a comfortable church. Comfortable seats. A place to worship God. And the Spirit of God, I feel from the depths of my heart. It started in the prayer room. I heard something that God said, I'm confirming the message, Bill. Jake got up and read, and God said, I'm confirming the message, Bill. Butch got up and taught, and God said, I'm confirming the message, Bill. Don't let Satan defeat you. Bring it all out. Preach the word. Preach the word. Be thankful that God still gives us a message. And he said, unholy. Have you ever seen a time when church people are as unholy as they are today? I've tried to get one of ours back in church, and they said, they're all right. They're all right. I ain't drinking. I ain't running around. I'm all right. No, you ain't all right. If you know to do good and don't do it, it's sin, sin, sin. And the Bible said sin ain't going to enter in. It's that plain. It's that plain. Unholy. He said without natural affections. Amen. Today, we see a man in trouble, and we've been scammed so many times. I've been scammed. I don't know what about you all. I've been took off of, and they tried it just a week or two ago, 2 weeks ago. Scams. Bless God, they ain't going to work. They're busybodies. They ain't going to come to church. They're going to drink their beer and let them turn their power off. I get tired of being scammed. I get tired, and then if you ain't careful, you'll lose your natural affections for people, your natural caring for people. It should be that I love my people. It should be that I love the people around me. It should be that I care for those that are sick and those that are in trouble. But how far can you go? I thought about the daddy didn't run to the prodigal son. But the daddy was there when the prodigal son come back. And the prodigal son didn't do like so many. Just come back to take off of you everything he could get and leave again. He come back to stay.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Laid there last night and I thought about that. He come back to stay. So they killed the fatted calf. Put shoes on his feet and a ring on his finger.
Amen.
I'm glad, glory to God, when one comes back to stay, we can take him in. But when one comes back just to eat off of us and to leave, amen, I can't handle that. If that makes me a bad boy, I'm a bad boy. Amen. We've been scammed enough, Terry. It's time that we realize if they want help, they need to come to Jesus. They need to come to the path we're on. We need to set an example so they'll know which way to go. We've wavered and church hopped and run till our children don't even know. Hello? And then we'll run off and say our children ain't getting nothing there. It ain't the children's place to decide. We need to be mom and daddy. Amen. without natural affection, truth breakers. Butch mentioned it this morning. Man, that just hit me there. I remember that fella. Sit right there and said, he has come to pastor this church. God has sent him. Put somebody else in to help us. He's gone. Wonder which God he's serving. The one I started preaching about right there. The one that satisfied flesh. Amen. The one that wanted to get in.
Amen.
I remember we was without a pastor, and I was going up the elevator in the Galax Hospital, and I love old boy to death. We served on the deacon board together. He just had to give up his church with some problems anyway. He come to me, and he chewed me out in the elevator. He said, as many preachers as there is out there, he said, there ain't no reason y'all ain't got a pastor down there at Mount Vernon.
Uh-oh.
I said, let me tell you something, young man. I said, there's difference in preachers and pastors. I said, I'd rather have nobody than the wrong one. Been through too many of them. He was like, I don't know the time, 2 or 3 years. He come back. He hadn't forgot it. He come back and he apologized. He said, you're right. You're right. I'm going to tell you, there's too many people put in position today because they ain't got nobody to take it. And the one that God's calling won't get up and do it. Hello? Truth breakers. We want to tell everybody else how, but we ain't going to do it. False accusers. It's so easy to start a tale on somebody. And you know, what we'll believe is a tale before we believe the truth. We're looking to find fault with somebody. False accusers. Incontinent or incontent. Somebody pronounce that for me. Incontinent. That's how I see it. Incontinent. Fierce despisers of those that are good. Incontinent is no self-control. And that's what I mentioned there. Control was what was on my mind. And in the last days that we're living in today, there's less control than I've ever seen. I thought about a car wreck. You know, as long as you're in control of your car, you're going good. But when you lose control, you wreck. The same thing in our body. If we lose control of this thing, it's going to wreck. And it's destruction, and people will be killed. I mentioned this morning, and it happened right down the road, just down the road a little bit, and I never could get a right feeling about the man, but I didn't know what. But he was fooling around with the women in the church. And finally they put him out, and another church over there just starved to death for a pastor. Come on, because he's pretty good. Come on, because he's pretty good.
Tell it, Bill.
I remember the same thing right over here in Round Peak. And I remember a church booming. I'm not critical. I'm telling you what happened. Run around with half of the women in the church. And somebody else will take him and put him in his pastor. Can I tell you, I can take you to the nursing home today and show you a man laying there gasping for breath. That was in church, said he was saved, baptized, working in the church. And when this destruction come to the church, he left and you can't get him back. He come a time or two here, but he never could get settled back in. You know, I can't blame it on man if I fall away. But I'm going to tell you, when you're a new convert and you see the whole church fall, when you see the leader of the congregation running around with women, come on, church, incontinent. They got a sexual desire that they can't control, and they'll use whatever power they got to draw the women to them. Amen. Listen to what I'm saying. A woman that's having marital problems is vulnerable. Is that the right word? Ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, you'll go to somebody you think you can trust. And that and standing behind the pulpit ain't always one you can trust. He may be dressed like that and you can trust, but he might be full of the devil, inside of raging wolves, incontinent, no sexual control. I never thought that I'd see a time when the molesting and the things that's going on in our nation today, and how healthcare workers. Tell me Satan ain't here in the last days. Healthcare workers, that are established and got degrees and taking advantage of an autistic kid.
Tell you.
You tell me what's normal or natural about that. Who would you want to take your little youngin' to and say, here, keep this one for a week? Who would you today, the day and hour that we live? These ball coaches. How about that gymnastic coach?
Yes, sir. Amen. Tell it.
And those little girls, they were good and they wanted to prove and they wanted a blue ribbon and they wanted to be a star. And he played right up to the last minute with them. Come on, church, it's evil straight out of hell. Amen. Don't trust your ball coach. Don't trust your pastor.
Uh-oh.
Amen. You better know what the Word of God says. Incontinent. Can't control self. I never dreamed in my lifetime as a boy growing up that men would be laying with mankind. I never dreamed that men would be selling themselves for prostitutes to another man. Don't tell me we ain't in the last days. Incontinent. Fierce despisers of those that do good. You try to do something good, Satan will fight you in every direction. The people around you will fight. These that don't believe the Word of God, they'll fight every step of the way to have their own way. Amen. I'm preaching you the truth. You know, they stood and told Janet there, why this church busted. And they were fighting, literally fist fighting out on the road because of some things that happened to the church. What an example we are,
yes, sir,
to a lost and dying world. If the Word of God says it, the Word of God says it, and that's it. Don't fight over it. Don't back down. Let them know you're going to stand, and they can go where they want to go. Incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Despise those that are good. I wrote down a thing or two here. Incontinent in men is the same thing as unchaste in a woman. So how sorry is that?
Bless him, Lord.
Think about it today. You think about it. Where are the virgins, the chaste women of today?
Help him, Lord.
Maybe I'm going over somebody's head. But where they at today? Because sex is all right. Why? It's because the man didn't stand. He couldn't control himself, and he didn't stand on the Word. If the man will come back and be a man, some things will change.
Amen.
I'm doing everything I can to take my house back, and I'm having a battle.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. It's a battle. Y'all can believe a lie if you want to, if you think you're in control. You go ahead and believe it. But he says, not restraining the passion of an appetite of sexual desires. An appetite of sexual desires. If we look into the sports realm today, and I thought, who was it won? I didn't even know till a day or two after. They showed a rerun, Washington, wasn't it? But I've never been in church 51 years. I've never seen church people as happy as those football players. Never seen them jump as high as them football players. Crawling up on each other's back. Well, I'd never received salvation until 1968. I should still be jumping. I should be still praising God. But what I'm talking about, this is their life. And then one out of 1,000 will jump up and say, I'm a Christian. And boy, they think that's the greatest thing ever been. Where have we been? Thank God for one that will stand. But where are we at? Our desire is in football.
Bless him, Lord.
Our desire is in basketball.
Help him, God.
Help me, Ben. Amen. Our desire is in all these things that satisfy the flesh. And you know what? We like attention. We like to be on front row. Amen. Am I off beat? How about the sexual desires? It's one of the greatest downfalls of America today. You can't look in no direction that there's not pornography and nudity and separation and fornication, adultery. I'm going to go up the house to my altar. I'm going to holler, amen, Lord. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
It's the Word of God. Amen. How about drugs? How about drugs? They have no self-control. I know what I'm talking about.
True.
After they're hooked, there's no self-control. You say, mine won't do that. I said, mine won't do that. Mine did do that. Why not admit it? No self-control. They kill grandma and grandpa for drugs. I'm telling us the truth. How about alcohol? There was a time in my life, me and little Wally Johnson, and I'd have a quarter and he'd have a quarter. Neither one of us had a car. And we'd thumb. And take his quarter and my quarter and buy a pint of moonshine liquor. Boy, I had control, didn't I? It didn't matter if we walked back. Yeah. I had done what flesh wanted to do. What an idiot. What an idiot that I was. And you know what I'd do? I'd go tell them I had a good time. I couldn't remember it all, but I'd go tell them I had a good time. Yeah, boy, you ought to go try this. When's the last time you said, man, we had a good time at church? I know today ain't going to be it, but maybe sometime it will. Man, what a good time we had at church. Why? Because I took back control of my life. I quit looking at everything around me and let it beat me up. And he said, lying. I don't know that lying don't cause more trouble than alcohol. I do know drugs leads to lying. I do know that. The stealing, money. How about money? I believe the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. How about money? Do you know any rich people that are happy? They want more. Are they trying to protect what they got? Recognition. Our nation is eat up with recognition. And the politicians today, they'll tell you anything in the world to get voted in. But once they get voted in, I've got to pray for them. That's my duty. If I don't do nothing but pray, God, move them out. I've got to pray for them. But jealousy. Jealousy, we have no self-control of jealousy in our nation today. I want us to think about that. Incontinent. No control over jealousy. How many know what bipolar is? Nobody? Well, the New Webster's Dictionary gives a polar over yonder and a polar over here. Two polars. And there's no no pulling them together. Revelation said, because you're neither hot or cold, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Well, and some of you fellows that's got, what is that, 1828 Webster's Dictionary, is that right? 1828. I went to look what Webster said about bipolar in the 1828. And you know, bipolar wasn't in that. It's not in, or I couldn't find it.
Double-minded
is, but bipolar wasn't. So you look in our life. I didn't know what bipolar was when I grew up. I never heard of it.
I know you can't hold a background right.
You'd blow up. That's exactly right. But you think how Satan has took control. And there's people everywhere that's excused because they're bipolar.
Yeah.
I got a paramedic and a hospital worker. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They say he wouldn't really have done that if he hadn't been bipolar. It's going to aggravate some of you, but I don't charge nothing for it.
Tell it.
I don't have no degree. I just got authority for God said I could go with it. But I thought about we're spending millions of dollars on bipolar, and it's where people are trying to serve God today and the devil tomorrow.
Come on.
And come back to God the next day.
Yeah,
and you know what that makes in the middle? Lukewarm, and God said, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Ain't that where we're at?
Yeah.
It's high highs and low lows. Ain't that where we're at? You know what causes that? We're not settled in on God. Grab a hold. Take control of your highs. Take control of your lows. Why can't we find a happy median? I'm going to tell you, Satan has been turned loose on our earth today. We're in the last days. The Bible said, perilous or troublesome times will come. And they're here. I heard a woman testify in Dobson just a while back. She had spent most of her living on her son, sent him to college. And he's dead. He's dead. If we spend more time in the altar, and I'm talking to Bill, I'm talking through experience, honey. I know.
Tell it, Bill.
If I spent more time in the altar, maybe things would be better at my house. I know I can't change them when they get of age. I know that. But I need to spend more time in the altar and some things can change at my house. The black cloud that's eating me up can be done away with. It can drop down. It can go away. Let me read 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen. I said in the last days. He said they'll depart from the faith. How can you have faith and you can't depart from it if you've never had it? Why can't we read the Word of God and see what's going on? Let me go into Thessalonians. I'd have to find it, but we can maybe. I don't see it. 2 Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians 2:3-4. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, that's what I'm preaching on, that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of perdition, man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Daniel testified of this, prophesied of this, that the abomination of desolation. And that's when he comes down to the point that he don't fear God. And he's decided that he's greater than God. And that's where we're at today. That's the things that's happening in our life today. 2 Peter 2 and 3 said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. And I think I preached on that maybe a few weeks ago. But scoffers are nothing but mockers. And I thought today, how are we mocking God? If we come to an altar, make a profession that we're a child of God, go to the baptizing hole and be baptized, if we can ever get there, amen, and say that we're a child of God, and go back and stand and teach, and then the next thing you know, you're out there with another man or another woman, you're lying, cheating, stealing, doing the same old things that you used to do. How in the world can a man that won't pay his bills stand behind the pulpit? How? You tell me, they're led by Satan. Hallelujah, brother. Appreciate you, man. I got Ben, if I ain't got nobody else. Praise the Lord. Passing the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hill, and people shall flow unto it. And Micah, this is Isaiah 2 and 2, and Micah 4 and 1 says about the same thing. It says, glory to God, that he's going to come back at the house of the Lord, on the mountain of the Lord. He's going to come back to Jerusalem. He's going to come back. The temple is going to be built. Amen. Glory to God. Jerusalem's going to be restored. But where are we going to be? They say we ain't mentioned in the Bible. Some of them told me that. Said we're just going to be floating around. We ain't going to have no troubles. We're just going to go on to heaven. But there's been millions of Jews killed because of the cross. Yes, millions killed because of the cross. Let me go on with the road of God. I'm just about done. He said having a form. Let me go to four. Traitors, heady, high-minded. You know, it ain't nothing for somebody to snatch out on you or betray you. They're traitors. They'll tell you they'll do this and they won't do it. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God. You tell me that America ain't lovers of pleasure. Church, will y'all come back next week? I'm doing all I can do to keep us out of hell. We need the Word of God. We love pleasures. Y'all look at Facebook. How many are right today? I made a memory of being in church, and that preacher was the hatefulest I ever seen, but it helped me. But I eat down yonder at Shandouli's, and that was the best food I've ever seen. We'll put that on there. Where is our heart at? Is there anything that we could put on Facebook that we've received today? He said, as Janus and Jambres, and you can read about it over in Exodus, and they say they were magicians, and everything that Moses would do, they would come back and enchanters, and they would pull off the same thing. He said, as they withstood, let me read it to you right here in the Word of God. He said, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions. I need to find that Janus and Jambres somewhere. It's here. Maybe in another scripture. But glory to God. But I thought about how that, right there it is. Now as Janus and Jambres withstood Moses, so do those also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning faith. But they shall proceed no farther, for they shall fall, shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. But thou hast, Janus and Jambres died. They fell in the Red Sea. Do we think we're going to get by? I could preach on. There's about three more messages in this, but I'm going to tell you what it says in the 14th verse. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Be sure that we are in the Word of God. Think about, honey, how double-minded America is today. They'll kiss you on the cheek and stab you in the back. I ain't talking about the world. I'm talking about church people. I'm not worried about the world stabbing me in the back.
No.
They're going to dodge me if they can. But it's my sister churches. Sheep thief. Mm-hmm. Tell lies. Have we learned anything from control, incontinence? I thought about, I went with Janet to pick up a prescription there this week. And talked to her grandma and a 13-year-old girl. And I said, why ain't you in school? I knew her mama and grandma and great-grandma. Said I had to go pick her up because of anxiety. Because of anxiety. My Lord and my God, that's no self-control. And he went on to explain it to me, the problem she had. And I knew the life that she'd come up. How we raise our children cause anxiety in them young ones.
Amen. Say that again, baby.
Bless them, Lord.
And their fear here. And they've heard a little bit of church over here. And their little minds is so tangled up.
That's right. That's right.
Girls, I don't care what happens in your life. Always remember, God loves you.
Amen.
Jesus died on the cross.
Amen.
So you can set me free. And everybody else leave you. Mom and daddy, friends. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you.
Amen.
He'll be there. I can promise you, I don't know no more than 51 years, but I can promise you. The Lord has been there for me. I thought sometimes I was all alone. But then a little bright light would shine in. I've preached us the truth this morning. I've preached it right out of the Word of God. Paul sent it to Timothy, go establish the churches. But because we have left our first love, because we're neither hot or cold. Because we're in the North Pole today and the South Pole tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't nobody. An unstable man, a waverly man, he's unstable in all of his ways.
Mm-hmm.
Tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine that passes. I prayed to God this morning. I went on down to the altar this morning. I prayed God. If I'm wrong in the doctrine that I'm understanding in the Word of God, show me and make me man enough to stand up and say, I'm wrong. I want to change. I want to go to heaven, church. I don't want to see none of us left out. If you will, stand. This is crucial times. We're in the last days.